toi qui ne veux rien dire, toi qui me parles.
Sehr geehrte Fahrgäste, willkommen in Salzburg Hauptbahnhof. Ihre nächsten Reisemöglichkeiten.
Termitinitus.org.
Das Pfeff.
Vorsicht, diese Sendung wird abgehört.
I don't wanna stay at home today. I go to Solidaritätscafé.
Besucht auch unsere Homepage soli.café.
Gut. Hallo, willkommen. Ja. Danke an Soli Café, an alle Leute, die gekommen sind, an alle Leute, alle Gäste. Schön, dass du da sitzt. Und danke an den Greenback, Chris, fürs Layouten von der Broschüre. Danke an die ÖH fürs Bezahlen von der Broschüre. Ich hoffe, wir haben Spaß und danke Cory vor allem, dass du das machst.
Careful. Thank you. So I will speak slowly when what I'm saying is not in the book. They're in the book. A lot of things are translated if you need it. What should I say? I'm going to sing some songs. Hopefully you'll sing with me. I'll talk a little bit. I won't lecture much. We're outside. You can't lecture outside. It's not good. It's not good to lecture outside. It sounds too much like a speech, and I don't want to make a speech tonight. Couple of business items. I have some books over there. For those of you who want to know what I would say in a speech, I actually wrote it in a book. So you can tell you don't want me to speak, give a speech, because it's at least 300 pages. So, but the books and the CDs that are there are 10 euros. And hopefully we can split the proceeds with some good cause. Yes? We'll find something. We'll find something. Okay. Let's start off with a song called Links on the Chain. It's a difficult song to sing. If you know it or want to sing along, please do. But we'll get some easier songs to sing along as we go through the lecture. I forgot to say thank you, Inez. Thank you, Emmy. Thank you for anyone who had anything to do with putting this together, and thank you all for coming out.
Come, your ranks of labor, come, Union Corps. See if you remember the struggles of before. Standing helpless on the outside of the door, and you started building links on the chain, on the chain. Oh, you started building links on the chain. When the police on the horses were waiting on demand, riding through the strike with the pistols in their hand, swinging at the skulls of many a Union man. And you started building links on the chain, on the chain. Oh, you started building links on the chain. And the army of the fascists tried to put you on the run, but the army of the Union, they did what could be done. 1954 decision finally made. Black man was arising fast, racing from the shade. But your union took no stand, and your union was betrayed. As you lost yourself a link on the chain, on the chain. As you lost yourself a link on the chain. Then there came the bus boycotts, and then the freedom rides. What you stood for, you tried to block the tide. Oh, the automation bosses were laughing by your side. As you watched, you lose a link on the chain, on the chain. As they watched, you lose a link on the chain. When they block your trucks, boys, by sitting on the road, all that they are doing is all that you have showed. That you've got to strike, you've got to fight to get what you are owed. As you build all those links on the chain, on the chain. As you build all those links on the chain. Times are telling you the times are rolling on. You're fighting for the same things, the jobs that will be gone. So it's only fair to ask you folks, which side are you on? As you build another link on the chain, on the chain. Donald Trump is telling you that the world is growing small. The only way to save your job is to build that fucking wall. But the power of every worker is the power of us all.
So that was mostly a Phil Oakes song from 1965, and I like to start with that song because it reminds us that the linchpin, the key aspect of all struggle is solidarity, and that without solidarity, we are lost. But in fact, not only is it a song that celebrates the labor movement in the U.S., but it also reminds us that when we lose that solidarity, such as labor unions not supporting civil rights and anti-racist struggles, that we lose that solidarity, we lose that power. And that, in essence, in search of one big union, which is the title I usually use with this talk, we're talking about not just even labor unions per se, we're talking about the working class writ large. Right, so we're talking about all workers and all struggles. When we talk about refugees, we're talking about workers. We're talking about people who don't own the means of production, and we suffer because of that. So I start off, which is really not a great way to start off a singing lecture and having people have a good time and talking about struggle, and then I have a quotation from the Communist Manifesto, and then everyone goes to sleep. But let me suggest that in this brief passage, it's one of my favorite pieces in all of nonfiction literature. Right? Because the advance of industry, whose involuntary promoter is the bourgeoisie, replaces the isolation of the laborers due to competition by the revolutionary combination due to association. The development of modern industry, therefore, cuts from under its feet the very foundation on which the bourgeoisie produces and appropriates products. This is it. What the bourgeoisie therefore produces above all are its own gravediggers. Its fall and the victory of the proletariat are equally inevitable. So on those very dark nights, when I'm most depressed about the state of the world, I read this and I'm comforted by the inevitability of our victory. Che said, we can do anything but fail. We can do anything but fail. It hasn't happened as quickly as Marx might have hoped. That was 1860-something. But we're still fighting. We're still fighting. So what I want to talk about are songs and the role that songs play in these labor struggles. And as much as Phil Oakes was critiquing American labor for not standing up for the rights of African Americans, for the rights of women, there are many, many people in this history of the United States who have talked about the importance of coming together in solidarity. One of the most important writers and editors of the labor movement he was the editor of the Timber Workers Union, one big union, and you can see yours for the liberty of man, woman, and child, regardless of creed, race, or color. Eugene V. Debs, one of the first socialist candidate for president, wrote, while there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free. Sojourner Truth, who was an abolitionist and fought for the emancipation of slaves in the U.S., wrote, life is a hard battle anyway. If we laugh and sing a little and we fight the good fight of freedom, it makes it all go easier. I will not allow my life's light to be determined by the darkness around me. And the famous anarchist Emma Goldman, I did not believe that a cause which stood for a beautiful ideal for anarchism, for release and freedom from conventions and prejudice, should demand the denial of life and joy. I insisted that our cause could not expect me to become a nun, and that the movement should not be turned into a cloister. If it meant that, I did not want it. I want freedom, the right to self-expression, everybody's right to beautiful, radiant things. Anarchism meant that to me, and I would live it in spite of the whole world. Prisons, persecution, everything. Yes, even in spite of the condemnation of my own comrades, I would live my beautiful ideal. And so as I sing these songs, and we sing these songs tonight, I want to think about the importance of ideas such as solidarity, but also the ideas of joy, of pleasure, of humor that must be a part of our struggle. I think one of the things that drew me to you all when I first got here last year was that that spirit was alive here. And it didn't matter how big the movement was at that time, there was great joy, there was great happiness in being in solidarity. And so that's what I sing about tonight. I'll skip the take-home for the exam, which is on the left-hand side of that page. But the notion that there are three kinds of songs in the labor movement, three functions that these songs play, one about identity, one about education, and one about actual struggle, weapons in the moment of struggle. And so we'll leave it at that for now. But I'll answer questions before I hand out the test at the end. This is a song about identity. It has a great chorus, which we'll see if we can learn. Almost. The song is called "Dark as a Dungeon." It's a song from the coal mines in the South, in Tennessee. And the chorus goes like this. It's dark. It's not like that. It's a dungeon. It seems too high to me. It's dark. All the young men are so fair and so fine. Yeah, So it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew. Okay, so that's how it starts. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon way down in a mine. Let's try it all together. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Come all you young miners, so fair and so fine, and seek not your fortune way down in the mine. It will form as a habit, seep in your soul, till the blood in your vein runs as black as a coal. Here we go. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. There's many a man I've known in my day who's lived but to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope or a drunk with his wine. A man must have a lust for the lure of the mine. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. When I die, the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. And then I look down from my heavenly home, my bones. Here we go. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Oh, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine, way down in the mine. So actually, the most famous singer and songwriter that came out of the coal mines and the coal miner's struggle was not a coal miner, but a coal miner's wife. Aunt Molly Jackson was a midwife at the age of 12, and the reason they called her Aunt Molly was because most midwives were nicknamed Grandma. But it seemed silly to call a 12-year-old a grandma, so she became known as Aunt Molly Jackson. Aunt Molly got involved in the labor union, in the labor movement. Her husband was killed in a mine accident, and she started making up these songs and eventually got involved in strikes and sang songs and made speeches. And as Woody Guthrie says, when she saw these little babies starving to death like flies all around her, Aunt Molly got interested in good wages for their dads. She got up in front of the miners, sung them songs, made them speeches, yelled at them to lay down their tools and wait until the boss raised their pay. She tells of the meetings they had, how the Winchester rifle bullets used to kick the gravel up in your face while you were making a speech about the rich coal operators and the poor hungry miners. In a year, Aunt Molly told more truth than the politicians could bear to hear. And it got too hot for her down in Kentucky. She ended up moving to New York City and inspiring the likes of Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan and people like that. This is one of her songs, and I'll see if I can channel Aunt Molly a bit here.
I'm sad and I'm weary. I got them hungry, ragged blues. I'm sad and I'm weary. I got them hungry, ragged blues. Not a penny in my pocket to buy one thing I'd need to use. All the women in this coal camp are sitting with bowed down heads. All the women in this coal camp are sitting with bowed down heads. Ragged and barefooted, their children crying for bread. Oh, listen, friends and comrades, please take a friend's advice. Oh, listen, friends and comrades, please take a friend's advice. Don't load no more, don't put out no more, till you get a living price. So one of the things about that song is you can see, first of all, you can see how gendered the roles are, right? So in that first song, it's about being a man, and being a man and being a worker was so tied in as a part of their identity. So you can see how hard it was to even think about going out on strike. In the second song, it's really about the role of women in the coal camp and what their roles were, and also the despair, the depression that comes from not being able to fulfill the role that you have. But in this second song by Molly Jackson, you see there's a move from the identity of the person to what's needed, an education, an analysis of the conditions, of who's responsible for those conditions, and then what workers need to do to win a better life. And so as we think about this movement to the second role of these songs, the educational role, I want to talk a little bit about the industrial workers of the world, the Wobblies, who were founded in 1905 in the United States in Chicago, Illinois. And they put together their constitution with the motto, an injury to one is an injury to all. And that notion of one big union eventually became an international movement of the industrial workers of the world. And probably the most famous song to come out of that movement was a song, it's Inez's favorite, but I think you've all sung it once or twice over the last year. The song is called Solidarity Forever. And the chorus goes like this.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, oh, the union makes us strong.
I think you can do a little better. Let's try again.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, oh, the union makes us strong. When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. For what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? Oh, the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, oh, the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving, it's the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Okay, it's definitely sounding better. It's definitely sounding better. But I'm reminded that this song was not written to be sung while sitting at picnic tables. And so I'm going to ask everyone who's able to stand. And let's try that again.
Solidarity forever. They have taken untold millions that they've never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel could turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom as we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever.
Okay, it's really good. It's really good. But if we want to win, we have to be a little bit better. And it strikes me, literally and figuratively, it strikes me as very important that you don't sing this song with your hands in your pocket or your arms folded. You can hold a beer or a cigarette in one hand, but you must unite. And so, again, if you are able, I'll ask you to join hands, lock arms, bump fists, whatever it takes. But we need to practice the solidarity that we want to have in the world. So let's now try that one more time.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Oh, the union makes us strong. In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a millionfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Oh, the union makes us strong. Oh, the union makes us strong.
See? Everybody's ready, even the dogs. Lena, too much champagne at lunch, I believe. So you're welcome to keep standing or sit. We'll have an opportunity to stand again. I just want to make sure everyone is still awake. But did you notice how when you stood, you sang louder? Right? And when you joined hands, you started to feel the rhythm. You started to feel what solidarity is about. Now, one of the most famous singer-songwriters of the IWW was Joe Hill. Joe Hillstrom was a Swedish immigrant to the U.S. And when he came to the U.S., if you look at the next page, you'll see that there are a couple of quotations about the role of humor. Being outdoors is not always friendly to guitar strings. I think that's, Joe Hill was a songwriter who used humor to get the message across. And he used to get in trouble from some of his comrades who said that a union is a very important, serious thing, and you need to teach workers about economics and science. And he would respond, "If a person can put a few cold, common sense facts into a song and dress them up in a cloak of humor to take the dryness out of them, he will succeed in reaching workers who are too unintelligent or too indifferent to read a pamphlet or an editorial on economic science." This does not mean that everyone is incapable of doing that. It means that there are different ways to come to knowledge. And it seems to me that Joe Hill knew what he was talking about. So this is a song on the previous page. It's called "The Preacher and the Slave." This was an old gospel song in the Sweet By and By that spoke of heaven. And Joe Hill decided that he needed to sing this song with different lyrics to tell workers that the focus should be on life here on earth. So the chorus goes like this. Ready? You will eat. Okay, that's good. That's good. So it's a call and response. So when I say you elite, then you say you elite. Okay. You elite. Oh, see, that's perfect. You elite. By and by, in that glorious land above the sky. Where am I? Work and pray. Live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. By and by, in that glorious land above the sky, work and pray, live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die. Long-haired preachers come out every night, try to tell you what is wrong and what's right, but when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. And the Starvation Army, they play. And they sing and they clap and they pray. Till they get all your coins on the drum. They will answer when you're on the bum. Here we go. You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Okay, this verse isn't there, but I think I remember it. Holy rollers and jumpers come out. They scream and they clap and they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say. He will cure all diseases today. And you will eat by and by when you... Oh, wrong one. Let's say it again. I forgot the words. You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Now, even though this is a song critical of the gospel and critical of religion, even the unions had to come up with some kind of moral at the end. And so this is about the union gospel. And you'll see the words change a little bit in the chorus, so pay attention. Working folks from all countries unite. Side by side for freedom we'll fight. When the world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we will sing this refrain. Here we go. You will eat by and by when you've learned how to cook and to fry. Chop some wood, 'twill do you good. And you'll eat in that sweet by and by. Now, that same sense of humor continues to inform many songs that are written about different movements. This is a song that comes from the environmental movement, and in fact is a Pete Seeger song. Recently, an activist for Earth First wrote about this kind of idea, in which Sut Jali said, the imperative task for those who want to stress a different set of values is to make the struggle for social change fun and sexy. By that, I do not mean that we have to use images of sexuality, although I guess one could, but that we have to fund a way of thinking about the struggle against poverty, against homelessness, for health care and child care, to protect the environment in terms of pleasure and fun and happiness. So this song is one of the easiest of the evening to sing, because all you have to do is respond by saying the word garbage. Or you can bark it if you prefer. So when I go, garbage, 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 you repeat it. Garbage. Nice. Garbage. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato, but he leaves the bone and gristle and he never eats the skins. Then a busboy comes and takes it with a cough, contaminates it, as he puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. Then a truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away, and 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Garbage, 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 garbage. Keep going, keep going. They're filling up the seas with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage, garbage, garbage? Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac. He winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. There he's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars. There it forms a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. Then the sun looks down upon it with its ultraviolet tongue. There it turns to smog and settles down in all our lungs. They're filling up the sky with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage, 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 garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles down with the evening news, while the kids, they do their homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for the millionth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, they dutifully learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the paper there's a piece about the mayor's middle name, and he gets it done in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game. Garbage, 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 garbage. They're filling up our minds with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to watch, when there's nothing left to touch, when there's nothing left to walk upon, and nothing left to talk upon, and nothing left to be, nothing left to see but garbage? In Mr. Thompson's factory, they're making plastic Christmas trees, complete with silver tinsel and a geodesic stand. The plastic's mixed in giant vats from some conglomeration that's been piped up from deep within the earth or strip mined from the land. Oh, but if you ask him questions, he will say, "Why, don't you see? This is absolutely necessary for a strong economy." Their stocks and their bonds, all garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when their world goes to smash? When there ain't no value left to any of their cash? There's nothing to be made, but there's a world to be repaid. Kids will read in history books about financiers and other crooks and sexism and slavery and nukes and all their knavery to history's dustbin they're consigned, along with many other kinds of garbage, 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 garbage. Garbage, 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 garbage. You're welcome to say that at any point during the rest of the show if you feel the need to. So, one place that many incredible songs came out of for workers was actually from the prisons. Convict labor, especially after the Civil War in the South, many former slaves would be arrested on small charges of drinking or loitering, or even made-up charges, trumped-up charges, as we would say. Funny enough, we used that term back then, that they were trumped up, meaning they were fake. Now, of course, everything is trumped up in the United States. But these workers, former slaves, became property of the state. And so, in essence, they once again became slaves. Instead of property of plantation owners, they were property of the state. And these workers were used to rebuild the South, working in chain gangs. We used to say back in the 60s and 70s, after laws were passed to outlaw convict labor, that it had been ended, that it was something we had fought successfully and won. But then again, convict labor has become very popular in the United States, not only for public prisons and for the state, but also for private prisons, where private prisons can lease out their prisoners to do work in the community and for businesses. And so convict labor is once again on the rise in the United States. One of the best songs to come out of this from convict workers was the work of Hughie Ledbetter. And actually, if you go on the next page, I believe there's a little piece about Hughie Ledbetter, otherwise known as Leadbelly. Wrote many, many, I'm sorry, Bourgeois Blues, that's right, that's right. One of the songs that that Leadbelly wrote was called the Bourgeois Blues. This is a song that's got an easier chorus to sing, and it's called The Midnight Special. And the chorus goes like this.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
That's not it, though. I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me figure this out.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Let's try that again. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come Miss Rosie, how in the world did you know? Well, I knew her by her apron and the dress she wore. Yeah, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes a-marching to the captain, she says, I want my man. Midnight special, shine a light on me. Yeah, let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me. Well, if you ever go to Houston, you had better walk right. You had better not stagger. You had better not fight. Oh, Sheriff Benson will arrest you, and he'll carry you down. When the jury finds you guilty, you're Sugarland bound. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, you wake up in the morning, hear that ding-dong ring. You go marching to the table, see the same damn thing. Yeah, it's on a one table, knife, fork, and a pan. Say anything about it, you're in trouble with a man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, now I'm gonna leave you. My time, it ain't long. Oh, the man is gonna call me, and I'll be going home. Done with my studying about my great long time. So let the midnight night special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me. Yeah, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
So let's do a couple of Woody Guthrie songs. Woody Guthrie left the Dust Bowl when the Dust Bowl in places like Oklahoma and Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, all these cities where the kind of farming they did left the topsoil very loose. And when the winds came, it took the dust over the farms. It buried farms. It buried families. And families left to go west to try and make a living. Woody Guthrie was from Oklahoma, and he documented their struggles and their stories. And more importantly, Woody Guthrie had a spirit about songs and their importance. He said, "I hate a song that makes you think you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think that you are just born to lose or bound to lose because you're too old or too young or too fat or too slim or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down or poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or hard traveling. I am out to fight those songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I am out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world, and that if it's hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter what color you are, what size you are, how you're built, I'm out to sing songs that make you take pride in yourself."
I'm just a rambling round. I am a rambling worker and I go from town to town. Oh, the police give me trouble wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters have traveled on that road, hot and dusty road that many feet have trod. But a rich man took my home and drove me from my door. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was it farming on my shares, and I always was poor. Always took my crops right to the banker's door. Then my wife took down and died right on the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. This world is such a great and a funny place to be. Oh, the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Lots of folks back east to say, leaving home every day, hitting a hot, dusty way to the California line. Out in flatbed trucks they roll, getting out of the old dust bowl. Think they're going to the Sugar Bowl, but this is what they find. Oh, the police at the port of entry say, "You are number 14,000 for today. If you ain't got that do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got that do-re-mi, you'd better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California. Paradise to live in or to see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi.
by the mountains or the sea. Don't trade your old cow for a car. Stay right where you are. Take this little tip from me. For the governor on the radio today, he jumped up to that microphone to say, hey, if you ain't got that do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got that do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California, it's the Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or to see, but believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi. Oh yes, believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi.
So, I mentioned the civil rights movement earlier, and I think it's worth remembering that the place called the Highlander Folk Center in Tennessee was really integral towards training organizers in the labor movement. And they used songs all the time, and they taught songs, and they helped people write songs, and workers wrote their own songs, but they sung them at the center as part of their organizing training. And it was probably in about the late 1940s when the Highlander School realized that no matter how hard the labor movement organized, if they didn't address the problem of racism, they would never develop the movement they needed to. They would never develop the solidarity they needed to. And so many of the organizer trainings at the Highlander Folk School turned into civil rights training. And many of the organizers that would lead the civil rights movement came through the Highlander Folk Songs, through the Highlander Folk School. And a lot of the songs that had been labor movement songs became civil rights songs. But one of the interesting differences was that the role of religion was not something that was conservative that needed to be criticized, but religion became a powerful resource coming from the African American church for the civil rights movement. So here's one of those songs that became a civil rights song.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
Let's try that. Ready? One, two, three.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
So it started as a union song.
The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Oh, the union is behind us. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be
And it became a civil rights movement song.
The movement is behind us. We shall not be moved. All the union is behind us. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved. Oh, the Ku Klux Klan can't scare us. We shall not be moved. Oh, the Ku Klux Klan can't scare us. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved. Oh, the fascists, they can't scare us. We shall not be moved. Oh, the fascists, they can't scare us. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
All right. One of the founders of the Freedom Singers,
from the civil rights movement was Bernice Reagan, who went on to found a group called Sweet Honey and the Rock. Some of you may have heard of their music. But she was also a scholar and wrote about the role of songs during these movements. And she said, putting your body on the line for the cause where bodies were literally the weapon of the movement, and on the line meant in the line of fire. The art of singing is also a deeply physical thing. To let your voice go, to put it out there, was also in meetings a kind of rehearsal for, and in demonstrations an act of putting your body on the line. The sense of personal power felt in the act of singing in full resonance among a mass of fellows was translated into movement power on the front line. And I was reminded of this yesterday as many of us were marching, and the rain was coming down, and the chanting and the songs helped people to continue moving. And then I thought, the bigger we get, the more our movement is mobilized, the more the resistance will be there. The stronger we get, we must be prepared to defend the expansion of the movement and to further our ideals and our values. The police may not always be leading our marches. They may be trying to stop them. So we need to stay strong. We need to have that courage, and we need to have that solidarity and that power. And these are the kinds of songs that were sung when the fire hoses and the dogs were sicked on the people who were trying to establish civil rights. It was a struggle. It was a fight. People were hurt. People died in that struggle. But they continued on because they had that passion and that solidarity. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. Let's all try it. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. Again, this is a song you really can't sing sitting down. Ain't gonna let injustice turn me around, turn me around. Turn me around, ain't gonna let injustice turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. Ain't gonna let no jailhouse turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no jailhouse turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. Ain't gonna let white racists turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let white racists turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. One more. Ain't gonna let fascist presidents turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let fascist presidents turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching down to freedom's land. Woo! Nice job. You guys keep this songbook. Sing it in German. So I want to finish. I love your English. I wish I could speak German. I love your English. So I want to finish up with these two songs that remind us that these songs are still being written. These songs are still being sung. The demand for songs from the movement are such that we have to keep singing them. This is a song by Peter Hicks from Australia. It's called Our World Is Not For Sale. And the chorus goes like this. Our world is not for sale.
Our world is not for sale, not today and not tomorrow. Our world is not for sale. Not our rivers, not our oceans, not our forests, not our trees, not the water we depend on, not the very air we breathe, not our past and not our futures, not this planet oh so frail. Just you heed this simple message. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Not today and not tomorrow. Our world is not for sale. We are one common people. We are proud and we are free. Every one of us is precious, not a cheap commodity. And this earth we hold in common, every hill and every dale. Just you heed this simple message. Sorry. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Not today and not tomorrow. Our world is not for sale. Not to any multinational, not to any company, not to any corporation, not to any industry, not to any bank or boardroom, not on any sliding scale. Just you heed the simple message. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Not today and not tomorrow. Our world is not for sale. Not our customs, not our culture. Not our lives and not our lands, not our love and not our laughter, not the produce of our hands. And to those who try to stop us, we declare you're doomed to fail. Just you heed this simple message. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Our world is not for sale. Not today and not tomorrow. Our world is not for sale.
And let me conclude, at least for now, this lecture with a song by Ann Feeney. Ann Feeney is the Woody Guthrie of today in the United States. Ann Feeney writes amazing songs with incredible lyrics, and she travels around the country and around the world and will show up on picket lines to support striking workers and show up at demonstrations and sing songs that keep people's spirits up. This is one of my favorite songs by her, and a reminder of what we need to do, what we need to be prepared to do, but says it with a little bit of a sense of humor as well. The chorus goes like this.
Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand for sitting in and lying down or ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Let's try it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Oh, was it Cesar Chavez or maybe it was Dorothy Day? Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. But no matter who your mentors are, I think it's plain to see
If you've been to jail for justice, well, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. You're sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Well, you law-abiding citizens, come listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once women were denied the vote, children worked the mine. I'm sorry, once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mines. Oh, the more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks like us defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. You're sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song of freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Oh, the law is supposed to serve us, so are the police. And when the system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. Yes, it takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get the courage of your convictions, let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. You're sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Shake your hand, sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine.
Thank you very much. I think now I'm going to have a beer. I just sung every song I know. Let me see if I remember. I'm going down this cold, dusty road, Lord. I'm going down this cold, dusty road. I'm going down this cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord. But I ain't gonna be treated this way. So that's the chorus. I'm going down this cold, dusty road. I'm going down this cold, dusty road, Lord. I'm going down this cold, dusty road. I'm going down this cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord. But I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going where the water tastes like wine, Lord. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Yes, I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord. Yeah, I'm going down that cold, dusty road. I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord, but I ain't gonna be treated this way. Well, I can't, Donald Trump's economics got me down, Lord. Donald Trump's economics got me down. Donald Trump's economics got me down, Lord, Lord. But I ain't gonna be treated this way. Chorus. I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord. Yeah, I'm going down that cold, dusty road. I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord. But I ain't gonna be treated this way. No, I can't afford to keep my family fed, Lord. I can't afford to keep my family fed. I'd even die if I could afford to be dead, Lord, Lord. But I ain't gonna be treated this way.
I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord. Yeah, I'm going down that cold, dusty road. I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord. Ain't I gonna be treated this way?
Oh, this is a comment on trickle-down economics.
Oh, the only thing trickling down is the rain, Lord. The only thing trickling down is the rain. And the only ones getting rich is the rich once again. But I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Here we go, one more time.
I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord. Yeah, I'm going down that cold, dusty road. I'm going down that cold, dusty road, Lord, Lord. Ain't I gonna be treated this way?
Danke schön. One last pitch. I do have CDs and books over there. If you, anything you buy, if you'd like me to sign it, I can. But you might want Inez to sign it, because she's much more famous than I am.
Ich sage noch kurz was. Also, wir müssen um 10 Uhr aus dem Garten raus sein, aber ihr könnt nur lang bleiben. Es sind nur 10. Also trinkt noch Bier. Wir haben noch genug Wein und Bier und Antialkgetränke und was ihr wollt. Genau, bleibt noch. Trinkt ein Bier mit uns, mit Corey vor allem. Genau. Und vielleicht spielen wir dann noch ein bisschen was unplugged, aber wir bauen jetzt mal die Technik
unplugged.
Auf.
Unplugged.
Genau.
Unplugged. I understood the unplugged part. Yeah.
Danke.
Thank you. Thank you, Emmy, very much. Thank you.
For your singing, too. Termitinitus.org